This is a really, really good episode of the podcast. You guys can really get a lot out of this. You have to listen to the entire thing. The ending is really, really, really important. You're not going to get the full effect of the ending unless you listen to the entire thing all the way through.
Now tuned into the motherfucking greatest.
Welcome to the Cyclone Fanatic Podcast. Your weekly look inside Iowa State, the sports scene, pop culture, and...
You know what? Forget this. When's the last time these guys ever stayed on topic?
About anything. The Cyclone Fanatic Podcast is powered by Charterhouse Real Estate. Charterhouse Real Estate is real estate redefined. Learn more about Charterhouse Real Estate on the forums of Cyclone Fanatic or charterhouseiowa.com.
It's a new beginning.
And now, hello. Please welcome your hosts, Chris Williams.
Are you not aware that I get farty and bloated with a foamy latte?
My mistake, Shackleton.
Your mistake indeed.
Mark Charter.
Because only one thing counts in this life. Get them to sign on the line which is dotted. A always B B C closing. Always be closing.
And Adam Gratham.
There is one person in every group of friends that nobody fucking likes.
Hey, what's up, Fockers? Welcome to the podcast. I'm here with Mark Charter, Adam Gray. I'm Chris Williams. The Charter House folks are bringing you today's podcast. Mark's been getting some good reviews. I've seen. I've been reading. You keep us updated via your Facebook.
Getting a lot of good reviews lately. Yeah, got a good review yesterday, in fact, from a new client that listens to our show. Loves it. He says he lives in Phoenix, Arizona. Actually.
Oh, nice. And he's tuning in from there, huh?
Tuning in from there. Likes to listen to us while he was building his own bocce ball court.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. His mom is selling his house in Des Moines, so they were in the area trying to and they called me up to come check out the house. And he said, and I'm not exaggerating even a little bit, that you and I are his favorites, and Gray talks statistics a little bit too much. So
sounds like a dork.
We just got done hearing Gray.
So Gray can suck on that.
Before we started to record about how Jordan Spieth isn't a true talent in golf. About how he's no, he's okay, but he's not a true talent.
It's well known that Gray's a huge idiot.
Let's speak the truth here. You guys both pick Spieth. I pick Day. So all I'm doing is talking trash to you two right now. I don't actually believe what I said.
How often is that the case?
What, where I don't actually believe what I said? Not very often.
Like 75% of the time.
I typically say what I believe.
75% of the time, great
as it is.
Even
as unpopular as it is, like the Tom Brady take, I'm 100% right on that. People don't like it. That's fine.
I think you embellish your take a little bit on Tom Brady.
So this is, Gray, I've been around you long enough. I know what you do. Once you get some like feedback on something, then you double, triple, quadruple down on it. Because you thrive off of arguing with people. And you can never let anybody else have the last word.
No, that used to be me. I'm not quite like that anymore, I don't think.
He's not quite like that.
Yeah, I'm a lot better than
he's still
be.
A little bit like that. Yeah, the goat argument is funny, but I'm happy to see you here after your incidents of pica last week. That was good.
Really good doctors, you know. Jeez. In the area.
You still eating things or you good?
I crapped out a bunch of paper. I got a paper cut all over my anus.
Oh, jeez.
After that, I was like...
Those are called fissures. Anal fissures.
You didn't actually believe any of that, did you?
Well, no. I told you. Did you listen to our podcast last week?
Honestly, no.
Okay, well...
I was so busy last week.
We talked about it a little bit.
Okay.
And I said, part of me... I don't know why I'm clicking like that.
You're fine. Nobody else can hear it.
Part of me... part of me believed it, and I turned to my wife and I said, I don't know if this is true, but it's enough. There's enough information here which makes me think it might be true to reserve judgment on this.
No, what was going on was...
And I was telling the guys, too. I said, who started it? Like, you started it or said, like, Chris is sick or something, and then immediately went to Pika, and then it turns out that Gray said, you, like, Googled weird diseases to find this one. But of all the ones he did, I'm like, because he said this, and what immediately jumped to mind is, and I talked about this last week in the podcast, and like we all do things to ourselves, and I don't know if we know that we're doing them. But you have a thing like where you'll like kind of like pull on your eyelashes, and then
yeah,
like,
we all have nervous tics.
Yeah, so you'll do that, but then like from there you'll kind of like go toward your mouth, and I'm like, well, maybe I've seen the guy eat his eyelashes before, so maybe this is a thing. So I don't think Gray was smart enough to think that part through, but when he pieced both together, I'm like, oh, this could be a thing.
What was going on was Gray was sending me screenshots of all the text messaging that was going on.
Yeah.
So then like poor little gullible Jared. He's texting me like, oh, my God, are you okay? I'm like, well, you know, I'm going to try and get some rest tonight. We'll see how it goes. My wife was really upset with me and Adam, actually. She thought, what?
Because it was mean?
Yeah, she thought that. She's like, you know, you got two friends here who really care about you, and you're making them.
Well, and it wasn't the type.
Get over it, Ashley.
No, it wasn't the type of disease where I could be like, hey, man, you know, hope that mono gets better. Because if that was a real disease, that's like a psychological thing. You're crazy. And now I'm like, how do you talk to a crazy person? So, yeah, I'm glad you, it's just scarlet fever and pink eye.
Yeah,
with you.
No, I haven't been sick for a really long time.
At least 2 weeks.
No, I really haven't. I've been straight. I think I've got to the point with my daughter now where I just, I'm kind of immune to everything, all the like kid stuff.
That happens, definitely. Are you guys watching, no way to segue to O.J. Simpson, but are you watching this week any of the new documentary?
No. I watched the whole FX series.
Okay.
So like I'm DVRing everything. We're going on vacation next week, so I'm just trying to get everything ready for that. And I just haven't had a lot. I do intend on watching. I'm a little OJ'd out.
So
I won't lie.
And FYI, it's a 30 for 30 documentary. I think we're all in agreement that those are usually pretty outstanding. They do a good job.
Yeah, they do.
This is a five-parter, and for people that are interested, all five parts are on ESPN.com. So you don't have to wait for it to be on TV. You can watch. And it's great.
Did you watch them all?
We're on part five tonight. Wife and I are watching them together. But they're fantastic. They're revealing stuff you didn't know before, behind-the-scenes things. Where do you guys come down on that? I'm curious. Did OJ do it flat out?
Yeah.
100% he did it.
He absolutely did it.
I think most people agree that he probably did it. And then obviously the defense was using the planted glove and all of that stuff.
They were using the race
thing. The race card is huge, and they talk about that a lot in this documentary. But the one thing that I had never thought of, the perspective that I never thought of, which made a ton of sense, was the argument was that Furman went and planted a glove at his house, right? But why that makes no sense whatsoever is Furman would have had to have known, because this was after the fact, obviously. The murder occurred 9, 10 o'clock at night. They got to the crime scene at 4:25 in the morning. By that point, OJ had flown to Chicago. He wasn't there. He wasn't in town. Mark Furman would have had to have known that OJ Simpson didn't have an airtight alibi that night. You know, because if he went and planted the glove, and then it turned out after the fact that OJ was at an autograph signing or at a dinner or out of town or whatever, it would have obviously looked like how this couldn't have been OJ. He wasn't even here to do it. Mm-hmm. So to think that somebody planted it without that information is improbable. So, yeah, did OJ do it? Yeah. And this
thought this through.
This was all presented in the documentary. But,
oh, okay.
But the documentary did a really good job of presenting OJ in a very poor light, basically. A wife beater, possessive, jealous, all of that stuff. And as a warning to people that want to go watch this, they do show very graphic crime scene photos.
Like a lot of blood?
No, not the normal ones I've seen before, which is like the bloody steps and the body's kind of laying there, right? Those have been out. This one shows like open neck wound.
Ugh.
Yeah, so prepare yourself if you don't like that kind of thing. They show it in part four.
Does anybody like that kind of thing?
Well, I don't think anybody likes it, no, but some people would puke at the sight of it. Yeah. Let's put it that way.
I'm that guy. I wouldn't puke, but man.
So part four, when they start talking about how it likely occurred,
like, turn my head.
Turn your head, I guess.
Jeez. No, yeah. The whole thing to me is fascinating. I was obsessed with the FX one. Like, I didn't miss it. Like, bam, it's on the DVR. I'm watching it.
Now, that was Cuba Gooding Jr., right?
Yeah.
Did you buy him in the role? I haven't seen it yet.
He was okay.
He was okay.
Like, I don't think he was the star of the show. I thought that the woman who played Marcia Clark was fantastic.
And yeah.
The attorneys were really the stars of that show. Mm-hmm. The guy who played Johnny Cock, like those people were fantastic.
Yeah.
David Schwimmer was really good as Kardashian. Like it, to me, that's where that show shined.
Yeah. And one last thing, we can move on to whatever Gray wants to talk about.
Gray wants to talk about he wants to analyze Lee Westwood's golf swing.
Just three-putted, man.
The amount of work the lawyers did before the case even started, though, there was an attorney that was looking into Mark Furman to find out if anyone had ever sued Mark Furman because they knew he'd be a part of this case. And while they were looking for that, they didn't find one where someone had sued him. But what they did find is a case where Mark Furman sued the city of Los Angeles and the police department. So he sued his own police department and was asking them to take him out of essentially black territory, Watts, etc., because he was so sick and tired of working with those types of people and using the N-word like in the lawsuit. So right from the very beginning, they had him as being somebody that was
they tabbed him as a racist.
Racist and whatever, but they were able to dig that up, you know, just by doing research. So anyway, give it a watch. So Gray, what do you want to talk about
today? Well, I was actually going to
chime in there.
Yeah. So one of the attorneys was on Mike and Mike today. I don't know. It wasn't Johnny Cochran.
Carl Douglas.
Was it Carl?
Yep.
And I thought it was interesting when they asked him, did he do it? Did you think he did it? He did a great job as far as lawyer speak, as far as just skirting around.
Yeah.
He goes, well, you know, I feel good that we made them try to prove that he was guilty, and they couldn't do it beyond reasonable doubt. And he basically skirted around it to where if you're really listening and you can just put two and two together, he's absolutely saying, yes, I think he did it.
So interesting.
In my opinion. Now, otherwise, why would he not just come out and say, no, I don't think he did it? Like, if he really didn't think he did it, why wouldn't he just come out and say, no, I don't think
he did it? Well, and if he didn't do it, who did it? And there's never been anybody seeking out another person that did it. I heard the other day somebody saying that, who apparently knows OJ, the guilt of what he did is weighing on him heavily, and when his current sentence is up, they think that he'll admit to doing it.
Yeah, I read that report.
Yeah,
it was one of his best friends was saying that.
How much longer does he have?
He got like 30 years, didn't
he? He's got like 17 more years, I want to say.
Yeah.
But he's up for parole.
Well,
so it could be in like 2 years. I think, I mean, he's up for parole after 15 years.
Well, he's going to come out of prison and he's going to be broke, right? Conceivably broke. So it would be fascinating and graphic and horrible. But if someone said, we're going to pay you $5 million to sit down and tell us exactly what happened, every detail, that would be hugely watched.
Which, I mean, morally, it's repulsive, but to a television network, it's worth $5 million if you can score that interview.
Yeah, so I wouldn't be shocked if that happens. Clear your conscience before you're dead. I mean, that happens. So, anyway.
You guys going to watch the finals tonight?
Of course, man. Were you shocked by Game 5? I was a little bit shocked.
No, I wasn't. I actually...
Because Draymond was out? What?
I bet Cleveland. Money
really?
Line. I took a money line. Yeah.
Allegedly bet Cleveland.
Yeah, allegedly.
Okay.
I guess. My whole take, I haven't been able to talk finals with you guys the last couple weeks, but like I don't think that Cleveland's better than the Warriors, but I don't think they're as bad as like... I know
they looked in Game 1 and 2.
Yeah, like they still got LeBron and Kyrie. Like I just thought that this thing would level out at some point and Cleveland would win some games. I don't know. I'm going to take Cleveland again tonight, though, guys.
Fired up home crowd.
Yeah, I just...
Don't do it.
I know that I'm not going to bet it. I'm not touching it tonight. I had a good feeling about Game 5. I don't about this. But, like, here's my... Like, I know that it was an anomaly last game, and Kyrie and LeBron aren't going to score 41 and 41 again. But those other guys aren't going to be as bad either at home. Like, they're going to – and Draymond comes back and
Draymond
that changes things on defense. I get all of that. But, you know, Golden State, like, they're not immune to losing on the road this year.
I'm completely torn on this game.
Yeah, I mean,
completely torn.
I wouldn't bet your money on it, Mark, but I'll pick Cleveland.
I'd bet Charter's money.
Would you?
Yeah, hit your money. I don't know if I'd bet
mine. Do you have a stronger feeling on the line or the over-under?
What is the line?
The over-under's been a little wacky. The line is Cleveland by 2.
I'd take Golden State money line.
Yeah, if
you take a team plus 2 if you can take a money line?
Yeah.
I mean, just take a money line.
It's essentially probably even on the money line.
And the over-unders have been kind of the same. They've been around 207-ish for the game.
I'd take the under.
And it looked like the last game would go way, way over, but it ended up going over by
a point or two. Yeah.
So it was
that
close.
Was it?
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, primarily because Golden State wasn't hitting anything in the fourth quarter. That didn't help him.
I've gotten to the point where I just hate the Warriors.
So you see Golden State winning tonight.
Yeah. No, I think Bogut being out hurts it a little bit because he does play good defense when he's in there. He's had some nice blocks. But the way that they couldn't – when Draymond was out last game and Bogut was out, they had nobody in the middle to guard. And so then they're having to slack off a little bit, which was giving LeBron James essentially free throw shots the entire game.
Yep.
They'll be able to guard him a little bit better. There's no way those two are going for 82 between the two of them again.
No.
I think.
But we'll don't see. Agree that the other guys will do more though?
Yeah, like Kevin Love will play better.
Yeah, like, I mean, they're not going
to
get.
Can we all agree to stop calling them the big three? Because Kevin Love is not deserving of being the big anything.
No, I won't stop.
He's just not. He's
quit
not,
overreacting, Charter.
No, you're being not, a. You're it's, be, it's, yeah, it's not an overreaction.
Gray and Jordan Furby from Channel. It was annoying.
Who's Jordan Furby?
He works at. He's a Channel 5 guy. He's from Cleveland.
Yeah, he's a typical overreaction media member.
These guys got into this Twitter pillow fight the other night.
It was a clean argument.
Yeah, but like the worst is when you get tagged into one of those things, and like I have nothing to do with it.
Yeah,
you quote retweeted it. All right, don't sit here and play like.
Well, yeah, but you two responded to each other like 10 times.
Guilt by association.
I'm obviously not involved in this thing. It happens all the time.
You'll live. You'll be all right.
But these guys are just slapping at each other. Like Gray's very passionate about this Kevin Love take.
No, I'm not. I'm passionate on media members taking lazy takes as far as 1-2 games and making a big like this big gigantic point of, oh well,
see,
Kevin.
Listen to him, Charter. He's going.
Why do you think he's so great though? What's
I don't
he doing?
Think he's so great, but I think he.
How many did he score the other night?
Oh, see, one game. See what I'm saying?
No, but
how many he scored the other night?
If you're one of the big three,
I'm going to turn your volumes down because you guys are going to start yelling at
me. If you want to, one of the big three, you got one guy scoring 41, the other guy scoring 41, and then the third guy scores like two.
Sure.
I mean, if you're great, you don't have games like that.
He had a really terrible game. Here's my follow-up question to that. Did you count Chris Bosh as one of the big three in Miami? Game 7 of the NBA Finals.
Man, I never paid attention to Miami. I mean,
but people called them the big three, right?
Maybe.
Down there, they were the big three.
Maybe.
Game 7 of the NBA Finals, Chris Bosh scored 0 points. That's the thing. People also forget Kevin Love had a concussion a week ago, right?
Allegedly.
Allegedly. He had to miss a game.
He's soft.
His first game of the playoffs in the finals, he had 17 points and 13 rebounds. Yeah. Gets a concussion middle of the second game. Doesn't play the third game, comes back the fourth game, doesn't start, plays 20-some minutes, 11-5, average game. And, yeah, he stunk in game 5, okay? He was terrible. But this whole he stinks, he's got the Cavs got to get rid of him. Why? Because he's had a rough stretch?
He's going to stink tonight,
I mean, it's a ridiculous take. It's lazy. It's lazy reporting by journalists. It drives me crazy.
Why do you
hate? I don't think what Furby was doing was reporting.
No, not him.
He doesn't cover them. He's just a fan.
No, but you hear it all over the place right now, Kevin Love. They're doing the same thing they did to Chris Bosh. Yeah. Same exact thing.
I actually agree with you. I'm just not nearly as passionate about it.
Why are you a Golden State hater? Where does that come from?
I didn't hate them at the beginning of the playoffs. I just the longer I watched that team, the more I disliked them. I don't – Draymond, all he does is go around and hit people in the nuts.
He's the most disliked person I can remember in a long time.
If you want to like take a cheap shot at somebody, take it. Don't kick everybody in the nuts, man.
Draymond is like this generation's Bill Laimbeer for the Pistons.
Bill
he was
Laimbeer
a dirty
was
player.
Bill Laimbeer
he was real tough.
Yeah, he'd step up and fight you. Draymond will just kick you in the nuts.
Draymond's a tough.
He just slaps you in the nuts. That's all he does.
He's fake tough.
I don't like Draymond.
He's a nut slapper.
I can't stand Klay Thompson and his daddy. Klay Thompson's dad bitching in the media drives me nuts. Steph Curry's wife, like everything about these guys, like I've just shut up. You're one of the best teams of all time. Just win. Like you guys don't need to talk.
Can't you like them solely?
A little entitled.
Can't you?
What?
They're starting to act a little entitled.
Maybe.
Yeah.
But you got to at least support them because they got a Central Iowa guy on their team who doesn't do any of that stuff.
He's irrelevant though.
Oh, he had two good games.
He had great games
in
Cleveland.
Game.
I wouldn't call him irrelevant.
Hey, quit overreacting, media member.
I like Harrison. I hope he ends up in Chicago. I don't think he will, but. I hope he does.
That'd be nice.
I'm done with him. I went from.
So you're hoping they lose
at the beginning of the playoffs. If you would have said, "Hey, the Warriors and the Cavs are going to have a rematch," who would you root for? I would have said the Warriors.
Yeah.
But after watching them as much as I have, like I just don't like them anymore.
Yeah.
And I think the Draymond thing is probably the biggest. I just can't stand the guy. And I usually like tough guys too. Like I like the guys who are. I don't like him.
Where did you guys?
And I kind of like LeBron. LeBron is growing on me big time every time I watch him play.
The last one with Draymond, though, where he had maybe clipped his nuts a little bit, I don't know, wasn't a straight shot. It wasn't the same as kicking Adams in that series.
But he doesn't get the benefit of doubt.
Okay, but my point is that was all started by LeBron stepping over him, which was a dick move, too.
After Draymond flopped.
You know? And I don't – Draymond's getting up and kind of like – waves his arm in the air and makes contact. I don't know that he aimed at his nuts necessarily.
I give LeBron credit for that because he knew how big of a loose cannon Draymond Green was and that he was one technical foul away from being suspended.
So you think he stepped over him on purpose to try to get it? Yeah.
I absolutely do.
I just think the NBA has gotten too soft.
LeBron is a very calculated individual. And I bet they'll screw with him tonight, too.
Yeah, I give LeBron credit, though. He was a man on a mission in Game 5. You could just look on his face the whole game, man. He was just straight ahead.
Let's be honest about this, too. Draymond Green, if he got up and did that to anybody, let's say he gets up and does that to Kevin Love, he's not suspended. He's just not. It's no different than NFL certain players getting suspended or fined more if they hit Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers. Absolutely.
If you're talking about the middle of the season, maybe, but like I think at this level, I don't think it matters.
Anything to the conspiracy theory that the NBA does that to extend series?
I don't think so.
I don't know. I don't think they did to extend the series, but I do agree that if it was 2-2, they would have thought it would have been less likely to
happened in Game 6, would they have suspended him for Game 7?
I don't think they would have. I agree with Jalen Rose on that.
Reggie Miller. He didn't get suspended for hitting him in the nuts, though.
It was a point system.
Yeah.
A point system, but my point is, same point system was intact and that happened in Game 6, would they have said, yes, it's a flagrant one, and you're not out for Game 7? No, I don't think they would have done that.
They could have sat there and said, well, the refs didn't review it. We think it was incidental. They would have spun it. For sure they would have.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is a business.
You watch certain quarter. It's the same thing in the NFL. You watch certain quarterbacks get hit. There's no flags on play. There's nothing. You watch other quarterbacks, quarterbacks
like
get hit.
Like Brady because he's protected.
Brady, Rodgers, Peyton Manning, certain ones. I mean, I'm not just throwing Brady here, but certain quarterbacks, they get hit. It's a 50, you can't even touch them. 15-yard penalty, and there are fines.
Yeah.
There are suspensions. There are.
Yeah.
So
that all started with Favre.
Shut up. Favre, he would take it like a man.
Didn't that happen last year with Cam Newton? He was bitching and claimed the ref said, like, you haven't been in the league long enough or
yep.
something.
Yep.
Yeah,
to get those type of calls. It's like.
And it's true. I mean, that's the way it's called.
I don't buy anything like that, though, because it seems like everyone's mic'd up. So it's like if something like that actually gets said on the field, think you would hear it.
Well, the NFL's not going to give audio of that, though. They're not going to say put that out there.
Yeah, NFL Films breaking the story.
On NFL.
NFL is rigged.
Where's the ombudsman when you need him from the NFL?
I don't think it's rigged. I just think it's
– Rory's struggling plus two.
Yeah, I think it – I personally, I don't have any problem with it. I really don't have any problem. If it was 2-2 and they don't suspend him, I'd have no problem with it. And the fact is 3-1 they suspend him, I don't have a problem with it either. I don't think it would have got looked at even more if it was anybody but LeBron, maybe Kyrie, but any other player. Yeah. If J.R. Smith gets hit in the nuts, they don't care. They don't. I mean, they just don't care.
But it's the fact that this dude is a notorious nut tapper.
He is.
Like, that's the problem. It's not that he did it to LeBron. It's that this is the fourth time in the playoffs that he slapped another dude's testicles.
Draymond's probably like the guy in the locker room that's snapping towels at your butt and playing grab ass. I mean, that's his thing, dude. You know?
We all know that guy.
Is he the most unlikable guy?
He's that guy.
In the NBA?
No, I don't think so. I think Draymond's actually can be likable. He smiles he has that side of him.
I didn't have a problem with him until recently.
Most hated player in the NBA.
I don't like when he will suck all game. Like the Thunder series, he was terrible for like 3 straight games. He made a layup, got fouled, which he never got fouled. He flexes his muscles, turns to the guy, yells at him. I'm like, geez, Draymond, you've been awful. That stuff drives me crazy.
Who is the most hated?
Draymond
I'll tell you.
Kevin Love.
Dude, one of the biggest floppers you'll ever see is Varejao. Holy crap, guy's a flopper.
He's unlikable.
I can't stand Noah.
Yeah.
I can't stand Joakim Noah.
He plays in your team, too.
I know, but I hated him in college. I was so mad when they drafted him. Now, I won't lie, like there was a little bit of a love affair for me just being a Bulls fan because he plays really hard. But he's such a dick, too, you know? Like, he annoyed me when the Big Three formed down in Miami because he'd open his mouth. And it's like, shut up, Joakim Noah.
Are you happy he's not going to be a Bull this
year?
Noah,
you're really talking trash to LeBron and D-Wade. Shut up.
Shut your mouth.
Yeah, no, I'm so glad he's not going to be a Bull anymore.
You know who else is probably glad about that?
Fred.
Freddie.
Oh, yeah. Guaranteed.
That's what started the whole city of Chicago.
That's what started the whole deal
Fred. My question is how does Fred not have a conversation with Noah beforehand? Like, hey, this is how we're going to spin it. This is what we're going to say.
Well, my guess is they probably did.
And he still said no?
Yeah.
Well, that pissed me off.
And that's the difference between a college and a pro because in college, the guys are pretty much robots, and they do it sports information. In the pros, they all think that they're sure I'm on a team, but I'm also got my own business enterprise here. And in Noah's, I can't imagine ever in his mind that, or in his ego, that he thought he should be coming off of the bench.
And honestly, yeah. he probably shouldn't have brought him off the bench to start.
Not in the preseason. Yeah. At least wait 3 weeks into the season. Yeah. But I also get it. Fred's trying to...
He's an offensive guy.
He's an offensive guy, and he's trying to install a system in the preseason. He's trying to make his mark. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
Bubba Watson just made about an 80-footer. Looked like you putting last Friday at the Ames Country Club.
Oh, yeah. Did you hear about that championship, Charter?
I heard you you dropped some bombs. That's what I heard. Is that true?
Dude, we were on fire.
Dude, by the way, if you don't know what we're talking about, Fawcasters, the Heartland Finish is Cyclone Fanatic team of Kim Pohl and Adam Gray, myself and John. What was John's?
Hummel,
yeah. Won a championship. Won the Iowa State University Athletic Department golf out.
I've never actually seen you golf, Williams. I've seen you show up at events, but then like you're in another group.
I can golf.
Is he
19 like, under?
Is he decent?
Yeah, he did a good job. He can putt out of his mind.
Yeah.
It took you a little bit of time to get going with the putter, but once you did.
Once we got to about hole 7, I started to.
Oh. See, John Hummel was driving at like 300, 320 every time. I was dialed in with the irons, with the wedges, and then Williams would get up there and just drain putts.
So what happened, though, like when I was a kid, I had these shoulder surgeries, and I couldn't really swing very well. And like Grace has seen the progression of my golf game.
It's gotten better.
Where I had to like relearn how to swing, basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, when I sucked so bad, like I was like, okay, well, the only way I can score is if I chip and putt.
Yeah.
So it's all I practice.
Yeah, that's where you make the money anyway.
For like a decade.
Short stuff.
And I mean, 5 years ago, my drives were going 150-yard pop flies to the right.
He was hitting them like wedges.
That's horrible.
They were just going straight up.
Yeah, that's not good.
But now I've
now he gets through the ball well.
My guy Chris Seebach cured me.
My drives.
You know Chris Seebach?
I don't.
He's an Ames guy.
My drives dialed in as well right now.
Is it? Yeah. That's good.
I shot 81 last weekend.
What are you
hitting? It's a good score for me.
390?
Jeez. No, I'm getting older. But the key, as everyone knows out there that plays golf, the key is straight. You know, if you get some distance, great. But it's a lot better to be in the middle of the fairway than behind a bush, you know, or in a river or whatever.
Yeah. Where'd you play? Otter?
Otter.
Yeah, I like Otter. It's a nice course.
It's fair.
It's fair. You could score there. Yeah.
My buddies, we play different courses all the time. The week before that, we played Chris's home course, TCI. He likes to talk about TCI a lot.
It's a nice course.
That course will eat your lunch, man.
Oh, man. I've lost
If you were not
balls.
Playing well, you don't want to be out there.
Just sometimes, like, and it's hard out there, you got to just put your driver in the bag. Just hit your 3-wood around. Stay in the fairway.
Yeah. It's
that. It's so long, it's hard to have the – I mean, egotistically, no dude wants to put his driver in his bag, but sometimes you got to do that.
Well, the difference between TCI and Otter Creek and Ankeny is night and day, not even close, you know, but hackers like me that get out once a week, why am I playing TCI? I mean, it makes you feel horrible about yourself.
I like TCI for the
scenery.
Four mans.
The scenery's nice.
My favorite part about TCI is the, just the clubhouse. I love sitting out there and having a beer.
It's got a beautiful view.
Have you guys played Honey Creek over in Boone?
Yeah,
the back nine over there? That's fantastic too, though.
Yeah.
Good scenery.
Very nice scenery.
What's your favorite course around here that you play other than like your regular course?
Well, I don't play it very often. I think I play it once every 5 years because it's so damn expensive. But Harvester is by far and away my favorite course I've played. And it's not even close. I love Harvester. But when they charge $150 a person, it's tough to play.
The green speed at the Harvester is unlike any other green speed I've ever played locally. I mean, the last time I played out there, which was probably 2 years ago, it felt like I was putting on a tile floor.
Yeah.
It just kept going and going and going. I mean, a ridiculous speed.
I would say Copper or Otter for me.
You like Otter that much?
I love Otter, yeah.
I'm moving there. 1 month from now, I will be living on Otter Creek, so you guys need to come over and play a little golf.
I'd love to.
I looked at your background, because I played there a week and a half ago.
Yep.
You could fit a pool in there, but you might want to get some tall trees to maybe knock down a couple shots for your kids or something.
No, here's the deal. So I was wondering this, because I hadn't played Otter this year. So we're buying this house that is, for those that have played Otter, and those who haven't, don't know what the heck I'm talking about. But it's between the 18th fairway and like the 15th green, which is a par 3.
They'll know where to teepee now.
So, yeah. So, but when you tee off from 18, it's almost impossible to hit our house. Almost impossible. You'd have to go over the house right next door to us, all the way over that house, and then maybe hit our house. Or the ball would sneak into the very corner of our yard.
Well, so I'm a lefty. I could, if I hit a hard drawing drive, I could get in your backyard, but it probably would land short of your backyard and roll in.
Roll in, yep. Probably. So no one's getting hit in the head on the fly. That's almost impossible. And then the par three to get over there, it's a total shank.
Total shank. But there, let's be honest, there are really bad golfers out there. And here's where I would worry, almost the second shot in 18, if someone hits a terrible drive, and then their second one, they could get there. I would
say the probability of getting hit while swimming in our pool by a golf ball in the air is the same probability as getting taken by a gator at Disney World.
No way. You're crazy on that.
Yeah.
Think it's going to happen once every 45 years?
That's never happened in Disney.
No.
Yeah.
I was reading that today.
That just makes me
We were talking
sick.
About this morning when we first got here. Like, as a dad, could you – I mean, you could think of bad things, obviously.
Yeah.
Like, you can't even draw that up.
No, that's the worst-case scenario. And a couple of things are going to come from this. One, a massive lawsuit against Disney World. That's just inevitable. That will happen.
Which is ridiculous.
That still doesn't get your kid back.
No, it doesn't get your kid back. I think Disney is obviously either going to somehow figure out a way to completely – because this is a lagoon, right?
Yeah.
So if you can block the lagoon and keep gators out, you can say this lagoon is now safe. But short of that, they're going to have to essentially close it or say you can't go down to the water or something will change. But what would drive me nuts – and again, a horrible situation, obviously. Two-year-old kid is killed. That's freaking awful. But I feel – especially bad for the father because he did go into the water and apparently fought with the gator, and the gator still ended up taking the kid. And it's the guilt you would feel for the rest of your life off something like that.
Forever.
I told my wife this horrible. Last night, and I was like, I would kill myself.
It'd be horrible.
I honestly, I wouldn't be able to live with myself.
And it's not, you know, and people have said, oh, the kid was swimming. The kid wasn't swimming. It was a two-year-old.
He was standing in deep water.
Anything that they're doing what they
you know.
Do. They
so anyone that's like, oh, irresponsible parents or whatever, just you know, shut
Nebraska.
Up. That's stupid.
But here, that's the thing. It's the overreaction again. It's a horrible, horrible event. But now all of a sudden, this has happened for the first time in 45 years that Disney's been open.
Yes.
And you're going to see a huge overreaction by the public and social media. Yeah. About what Disney can, should do, lawsuits. The parents are bad parents. Sometimes bad stuff just happens, man. It just does, and it sucks.
Yeah.
And you don't have to blame everybody. You don't have to look for somebody to point the finger at. Sometimes just crazy bad stuff happens.
Have you been to Disney World before?
Yeah. I've never stayed at the resorts.
I've never been, and I've seen photos of the area, but I'm going to confess I don't know exactly what I'm talking about. But what seems odd to me is this is a spot where – people go, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And they go to watch fireworks at night and they hang out and there's beaches there meant to be played on, I assume. It just seems odd that they had that set up knowing that in this body of water are alligators.
They could be there. But that's all
that
over. That's all over
that
Florida.
That seems like a dangerous setup is what I'm saying.
There's 2 million alligators in Florida. So I was down at a resort. I forget where I was at in Florida, but right there, there'd be signs up just saying, hey, alligators come in here all the time. I mean, it's right in the middle. We're staying here. We walk from where we are staying to the ocean. There's two little, tiny little lakes, not even very big ones, where they say alligators just come and they're down there. Just make sure you watch out for them. There's nothing they can really do to keep these alligators out.
I mean, I had a deal when I was just at a bachelor party down in Florida and I was golfing and I was chipping next to a pond.
Yeah.
And a freaking gator walked right up. Now, it wasn't trying to get me or anything.
Yeah.
But, like, I mean, I'm not kidding. Between the distance between you and me was me and this gator. That's what they do. You're in their home.
I am not a gator expert, but this seems simple to me.
Sorry, there's nothing funny about this conversation, but you saying I'm not a gator expert.
This seems simple to me, and maybe I'm overthinking what gators do to people, but obviously at some point gators eat people. That definitely happens.
They don't, actually.
They do. There's fatal gator attacks that happen in Florida.
Yeah, I mean, typically, but they're
I mean, it's not common.
Humans are not part of, like, their food chain.
Yeah, it's not common,
way that it generally happens, like...
They drag them down and they drown, but they don't really... don't generally eat...
The times that they do eat them is, like, if you're being an idiot and you're feeding the gator.
Yeah.
Like, if you go, like, to a duck and get...
Don't you guys remember what happened?
I'm a food source.
Don't you guys remember what happened to Chubbs? That gator ate his hand.
Damn alligator, bit my hand, yeah.
So, but my point is this. My question to you guys is, you're in a spot, a golf course in Florida, let's call it that, right? And you have the and you know there's gators there, you've seen them on the course, and you have a shot where your ball is laying next to the pond. In order to hit that shot, you got to take off your shoes and socks and kind of go into the water a little bit to hit it.
No, I'm not hitting that shot.
So would you ever do that? Not in a million years would I do that.
So this just happened to me 3 years ago when we were there.
Gray hit the shot?
No, I did not. Oh. I saw the ball there, and I said to Julie, I said, I'm just dropping. I'm not even going near the ball.
No way. Because
and it was in play, and I was a lefty, so actually my feet would have had to be in, but my club would have been right there by the edge, and I was like, nah, I'm good.
I've seen enough nature shows to see that when gators do strike, they like leap out of the water like super quick and grab something up on the shore.
It's horrible timing too, because we leave for Florida on Saturday. Yeah. So of course my wife is just
Where are you going?
Well, we're flying into St. Pete. It's one of those beach towns about 30 miles south of St. Pete.
Yeah. You taking Cammie?
Yeah. Of course, and I'm like, you know, honey, there's not alligators in the ocean.
That's true.
You know,
I'll agree with you on that one.
Yeah.
Now I got to worry about sharks.
Actually, I think that sometimes they do go through the ocean to get to other little lakes, don't they? I think they go through parts of the canals.
They may touch it, but they're not living
there. They're not living there for a long extended period of time, but they do travel through there, I think.
What do you fear more, an alligator or a shark?
Alligators, you should not be afraid of
alligators. Dude, shark attacks are insanely rare.
You said you just said that you refused to even go get your ball.
Yeah, because
now you're saying you shouldn't be afraid of alligators.
If I saw a dog right there that was barking at me, I wouldn't go get it. I'm afraid of animals.
The way I look at it is if a shark ever gets me, like, it's my turn.
Yeah.
Jesus needs me.
Yeah.
And shark attacks, I think, happen more often than alligators, I believe.
Yeah, but and that's saying something, because shark attacks are incredibly rare too.
Both of them are rare. There's no question.
I'm going shark fishing.
I bet more people die in this country. Many more people probably die in this country from bee stings than die from alligators or sharks or whatever.
It's just so sad because they're supposed to be on their happiest trip of their, you know what I mean?
It sucks,
time.
Dude. It sucks.
That's horrible.
You know.
So let's change the subject to something positive, like you getting a shark.
Yeah.
I've caught a shark before.
Have you?
Yeah. A little baby shark.
You're going fishing for a shark?
Yeah, I'm going to try and catch a shark.
Are sharks even remotely endangered or not at all?
Depends on the shark.
Yeah.
I don't think so, though. I think they're fine.
What type of shark are you fishing for?
Well, whatever the guy tells me to go.
A little hammerhead, maybe?
No, we're actually, I think we might be going for tarpons instead. You know what a tarpon is?
Huge fish. Yeah.
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 I think we're going to do that. This guy who we're going with is like the national champion tarpon fisherman.
Really?
Yeah, he's big time. He's like the Nick Saban of tarpon fishermen.
Is that what he calls? He should call himself that.
I'll do
the Nick Saban of tarpon
fishing. When I'm
down there,
I'll take a selfie with the guy and I'll be like, hey, this is the Nick Saban of tarpon
fishing. That's great.
Yeah, no, I'm excited. I can't wait.
Do you go way out to do that? Is it deep sea fishing?
I don't know. I think we're out there. I don't.
Yeah, you have to go out there. You take a little Dramamine, or do you not get motion sickness on boats?
Well, so I had an issue the last time I went out.
Yeah.
I was down in Mexico, which is always a good way to start it.
Sure.
But the night before, I had a little bit too much to drink at this Mexican nightclub.
That's what happens in Mexico.
And I was tired of the Corona, so I started drinking what they pitched to me is this Mexican version of Jack Daniels. It was a bad decision. So we had to like get up like this guy was picking us up at 6 a.m. to take us to this fishing boat, right? And I'm not kidding. I had probably diarrhea three or four times before 6 a.m.
Oh, man.
Got there, diarrhea a couple times, got on the boat, and we were out there about 45 minutes. And it's hot. You know, we're in the middle of the Gulf of Mexico.
Yeah. We're dehydrated.
And I'm just sitting there, and I bet I had 104 temp.
Yeah.
Because I'm a ghost, man. And I just go up to this little Mexican guy. I'm like, I'm going to puke or I'm going to crap or I'm doing both. And I took the biggest dump of my life inside of this Mexican fishing boat. And then the toilet wouldn't flush. After it.
It's funny. I would have.
So we still had 4 hours left on the trip. And to make it worse, so the guy had to go in and like fix it.
Yeah.
So he's smelling and seeing everything that I had just dropped off.
See, the polite way to do it is, and this is a buddy system thing, but you get up on like the side of the boat, the ledge of the boat, and you scoot it back till your ass cheeks are hanging out over the water.
Like
it's a buddy system.
What if Jaws comes out?
So your ass cheeks are out over the ocean water, and then your buddy, you just hold both arms out, and your buddy holds your hands. So you just let it go in the ocean, and then you won't fall in
either.
No,
that's a good theory.
That's the way to do it in a buddy system.
So
I'm just going to throw this out to both of you. I would not be that buddy supporting you guys. Just going to – I'm not holding your hands if you're dropping
a
deuce.
Yeah.
I'd do that for you.
Yeah, that's
so
awesome.
So my point is, like, I was pretty sick. I did catch a mahi-mahi.
Good for you.
That was
now,
nice.
To clarify, that's a fish, not a disease. Because it correct. Sounded like you just caught mahi-mahi.
However, man, like, that was – I felt so crappy that whole time.
Literally.
I did not have a good experience. So I'm hoping that if I can avoid Mexican Jack Daniels
it's
on
perfect.
My trip to Florida, that I'll have a better fishing trip.
Yeah.
Well, when is this trip happening?
Either Tuesday or Wednesday night, I got to confirm with Nick Saban.
So, in other words, breaking news, Chris will not be on the podcast.
The Nick Saban of Tarpon Fishing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Chris won't be here next week. That's what he's telling us.
No, I'll be in Florida.
We should
get a guest.
We should get Ross Peterson in here. Ross is good for all sorts of shenanigans.
Okay.
Assuming you like Ross, you're looking at me like you're not sure about that. But
no, I like Ross. It's your show. You say who you want
Ross
on here.
Ross is great. You know, does Ross like the podcast? He acted like he.
I don't think he like listens to it, but
damn it,
I don't think he like dislikes it though.
Downs listens, doesn't he?
He used to. I think he's off.
We've lost him.
I think he's an in-season podcaster.
I gotcha.
I did look at our download numbers and stuff though. We're doing well.
Oh yeah, real well.
Did you see those numbers that I sent out?
Yeah, I did. I liked them a lot.
Really good.
I never see the numbers.
I'll tell you about them when we get on.
Since we have about 80,000 people listening to this right now, how about all of you going
to
iTunes?
Conservative.
You're conservative. Yeah, a little conservative. I don't like to boast too much, but going to iTunes, give us 5 stars and write a nice little response about how much you guys like the
That would be nice. We've never asked for that before in like 80 episodes of doing this.
Well, that's because we're starting to learn how Apple does this.
Yeah.
You're rated based off of people rating and commenting. It's not
so
it
comments also matter, not just
it doesn't go by traffic.
Okay.
It's so stupid.
So from your favorite podcast people here, go do us a favor. 5 stars and write something nice.
If it just went by traffic, then the thing would never move.
If you're gonna give us 3 star below, just don't bother. Yeah. You know, we only want 5.
Well, it's like we're like
Alabama football. Yeah.
At my real estate firm, we ask people for reviews all the time. That's very important to us. But between you and me, you know, because no one's listening to this, I mean, we don't actively ask the people that maybe had a decent transaction. We ask the ones that like we love you guys.
Yeah.
Like, will you write us a review? And they do, and they're fantastic. So, no, we only want the good ones saying.
Just the good ones.
If you're listening right now, Jay Burke, stay off iTunes, man. We do not want your review. Oh, wait, I just started something, didn't I?
Now he's going to get all offended.
I know.
By the way, we were right about Prince.
I know.
He did.
You guys don't know he died of drugs. Yeah, we did.
Yeah, actually, when young men in their 50s who are celebrities die, most of the time, that's why.
It's drug-related. So,
hey, it sucks. We're not mocking it.
Jay Burke, you can turn this all around, man, by posting a great review about this podcast.
Yeah, we would love you then.
On iTunes.
I look forward to the day when you guys quit being so butthurt about Jay Burke and quit talking about him every fall cast.
Didn't you tell me he lives in Ankeny?
Yeah, he's going to be your neighbor. You're going to be moving right next to him.
You keep saying this. You don't even know what you're talking about.
I have no idea where Burke
lives. If Jay Burke lives in Ankeny, for the record, I don't know who Jay Burke actually is, but I'm willing to go have a coffee with the guy. I'll even buy it.
I'm not.
I am. If he sends me a message, I'll definitely buy him a Starbucks. We can go next week and talk sports.
Why not a beer?
I would do that. He seems like a good guy.
Really?
Well, I mean, he seems fine. Like, yeah.
Hey,
I guarantee you.
He listens.
I guarantee you whoever this guy is, like, if he was actually sitting here, he'd be fine.
You're saying he's a warrior keyboard warrior.
Most of these, like.
You're all worked up about this Prince deal.
We were right.
You know, it wasn't disrespectful. We started the podcast with me saying Prince is dead. That's a fact. Yeah.
You start this podcast accusing me of someone who will argue something to the end just to prove that I was right, and you can't get over this whole Prince thing that happened 2-3 months ago.
Here's the deal, though. At the end of the day, if Mark and I both come out and have an opinion, like a strong opinion on something, it's usually right.
I'd agree with that.
I mean, we're not – individually, we're not wrong very often. Together, I mean
– rare.
Yeah.
As rare as a gator attack. That's what it is. Absolutely.
Now Burke's going to get offended that you just said that.
Probably.
No, my whole deal is I have a strong belief that the overwhelming majority of the people on our message board, although they get squirmy every once in a while, they're all good people. Iowa State fans are the best.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't have any shitheads in our fan base. There's some, but not many.
Bleep that out later. Be fine. So
you can say it. I was proving a point.
I would wonder, there's people that have listened to every single one. I would love a ranking, and no, please don't go back and re-listen to all of these. But I would be very interested in the ranking of swear words since we've started this. I would put Gray at number one, and you two and me in three. I've sworn the least out of everybody.
Yeah.
But I'd be interested how many times Gray has sworn since we started doing this.
I usually average at least probably 1.3 swear words per.
You're way out in the lead.
I thought about making the podcast explicit.
Yeah.
So it has like a little E next to it. Because really all I care about is I care about one, the quality of our product, but two, our sponsors. Like a lot of sponsors don't want like cussing in their present, but you're the sponsor.
And obviously I don't care.
Yeah. So like if we could make this one explicit and then people just know, hey, don't let your kids listen.
Hey people, at Charterhouse Real Estate, every once in a while we say shit. That's just the way it goes. So it is. Gray, do you want to get one in too? So we all did it this episode.
No, don't.
Wait, three is the limit.
Don't celebrate.
Three is the limit.
I'm good. I'll say it when I get worked up.
What's the earmuffs thing in old school?
Yeah, earmuffs.
Cock balls.
Earmuff it. Yeah, you don't have to celebrate it. Make it a point, Frank.
All right. We'll see you guys next. With you guys,
have fun on your vacation.
I can't wait.
Maybe Ross Peterson.
You know, me and you've been friends for how many years now?
A long time, buddy.
Seven years.
Yeah.
Never been invited to go on a vacation with you.
Nope. You don't want to go on this one. It's all my wife's family. We need to do a couple's one.
Oh.
Yeah, it's not just me and Cammie and Ash.
Okay.
This is a whole deal.
No, I thought you were going with the friends of yours from Shenandoah. Couple friends.
No.
You're going with your family.
Yeah.
I got you. Okay.
Yeah, our Western Iowa, they're pregnant again. So
nice.
They're having their fourth.
Man, that just ruins everything, don't
they? It does,
kids,
man.
Kids ruin everything.
And then once their kid is born and everything, like, we'll probably have another one on the whole timing. That's our couple. Yeah, that's the
tough,
couple,
man.
Vacation. That's who we go
I'm
with.
Taking the Charterhouse crew down to Kansas City in a few weeks, and everyone's going to have a good time and drink except my pregnant wife.
Yeah.
So it's like it's never good, man.
I'll say this. I don't think I'll ever do the all-inclusive Mexico thing after the experience I've had booking what the trip we're about to do. Like, we got a house on the beach in Florida. So it's like just a direct flight to Florida. You rent a car. You go down to the beach. You walk out. There's a pool. We have our own pool overlooking the ocean.
Yep.
And it's way cheaper.
Yeah.
And you can drink the damn water. You don't have to worry about getting kidnapped.
Yeah.
Like, to me, like, if.
But you have to worry about alligators.
But I was looking at
did you go through like VRBO?
Houses.
Like, how did you book it?
If we got like five couples together, you could stay at a freaking penthouse.
Yeah. Mansion.
Like a mansion on the water and have it be way more affordable.
We talk about this for our Vegas trip that maybe Gray's going on again this year. Guy won't commit to nothing. But
doubtful.
But yeah, if you get 12, 13 guys, you can get a heck of a hotel suite if you want to do that.
I mean, we did that. Like, I think we got this house. It's like $400 a night or something.
Yeah.
You split that by how many people?
I have four couples.
Yeah.
Four families are going.
Cheap.
It's like,
cheap.
That's cheaper than staying at a Holiday Inn.
Yeah, and you make your own food, and you buy beer. Beer there, all of a sudden you're paying $2 for a beer rather than $5.
Yeah,
at a resort.
And I don't have to drink Corona for a week.
You know,
God, I hate Corona after my trips to Mexico.
Pacifica, have you had Pacifica?
Corona Light's good though.
Pacifico's good.
I like Sol of all the Mexican beers. Sol's
as in Sun.
Sol is like the Bush Light of Mexico.
Modelo Negro.
Modelo's good too.
Delish.
I met a buddy of mine, Alfredo. Outside of the resort, he was a resort construction worker.
Yeah.
Alfredo was, and I got to talking it up with him
a
little bit. And they don't let you bring outside beer into the resort, right?
Yeah.
So me and Alfredo got to hanging out on the street corner out there in Puerto Vallarta on spring break, and he brought his truck over, and we actually had a tailgate. And Alfredo was he had like cases of Modelo that he was bringing. It was a really incredible night. And then Gomez came over. Awesome night.
My wife gets ticked off when we order something in a Mexican restaurant and I put an accent on it like you did.
That's
you're like,
racist.
Modelo Negro.
No, they
I'm like, I'll take one of those Modelo Negros, please.
That's racist.
It's not racist. They actually...
It's like just
you
the other day.
Spanish class, they actually teach you to like roll your letters. They actually teach you that that's how you talk.
The other day, though, Adam. I said, they brought the chips out, right? And I said, can I get some queso? Well, why did I not just say cheese? Like when in Rome,
There's a difference between cheese and queso.
Yeah,
there's
the language. Not really.
Yeah,
queso is cheese.
Queso is white cheese.
That's the Mexican word for cheese.
White cheese with some peppers.
The Spanish word. The Spanish word for cheese
is you throw some Velveeta and you warm it up.
Yeah.
They know. If I say cheese, they know what they're bringing me. Oh, you want a block of cheddar? No, they're bringing me the good stuff.
This cheese conversation is really going to affect Jay Burke.
I agree with Williams here. Queso is completely different than cheese. It's not even the same.
Queso is an art.
That's bologna.
No, it's queso.
It's bologna meat.
Let's put this. We need to go to a Mexican restaurant, and you order queso, and I'll say, with cheese, please, and then we'll see what happens.
If you say, hey, I'll some chips and cheese, they'll be like, you mean queso? You'd be like, yeah, I mean queso.
If you order, order pop, they don't know what you're talking about.
Soda.
All Coke. Want a Coke?
And then do they say what type of Coke after you say yes, I'll have Coke? And what type?
Cherry? So freaking diet confusing.
The pop and soda thing to me, if you say pop or soda, I don't care, but the Coke thing makes no sense. Because there is a drink called Coke. Yeah. You can't do it.
Everything's a Coke. What kind of Coke?
Y'all want a Coke?
Your accent needs a little work.
It's more like y'all want Coke?
My mom's from South Carolina. It's how all my relatives talk. They're all South Carolina.
Yes, I'll take a Coke and make it a Pepsi.
You guys want a total culture shock. You go down there to my aunts and uncles in South Carolina. Oh, my God.
I have a good feeling I never will do that.
My mom just went on a week vacation with her sisters down there. She said it's a different world.
Oh,
different world down there.
It is insanity.
Yeah.
There in Mississippi, man, that trip I took there, I can't even.
I don't think I'd be all that comfortable around the Confederate flag. That kind of weirds me out that's a thing down there.
I was talking to this guy at the tailgate, and they got to hide their Confederate flags when they go into the game because otherwise to quote this guy, the racial slang and Muslims will come and burn our Confederate flags during the game if we don't.
Oh, really?
The guy said that to me, and I'm like, I'm looking at him like,
I probably
are you a human being?
Probably say it with the minorities on that one. It's like, it's not a good symbol.
Yeah, I would burn your damn flag, too.
It's just not. So,
you know what's funny, though, about that? And I don't want to get into it.
Nothing.
We've discussed this. No, just about how things have changed. I was once gifted a Confederate flag. I got one for Christmas one year.
And you received it with pride?
Well, I didn't know. I didn't know that it was – I didn't know what it represented.
No.
Former Cyclone Stevie Hicks is the one who explained it to me. God bless his soul.
Yeah. He said, Chris Williams, that's bad.
No, he saw it. I had it hanging up in my damn dorm room. I didn't know.
He's what the hell?
I thought Southern pride. Seriously, I didn't know. But it was a good education. A
little bit more than that.
Yeah. All right. Good stuff. Man, Adam and Jared got to do the recruiting podcast.
Yay for that.
And
recruiting podcast right now, number one podcast on all Cyclone Fanatics.
Oh, shut up.
It's actually not true, but.
Number one.
I want to see these numbers after we're done here. You can show me the numbers.
Later, guys.
See you.